Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Please share this work. We've got to wake up a slumbering nation. We need millions of feet on the street to turn back the satanic Bolshevik communist revolution that's overtaken our country. I mean, what country in its right mind cuts the genitals off of children? And just leave it at that. That's why we need to share. This particular broadcast is disturbing, and I wouldn't ordinarily make it. And I swear to you, I would not do this unless I just had hardcore quantifiable proof. I have off-the-record sources, more than one, more than two, but they're all afraid of losing their medical licenses, things like this. But given what I can tie this to, I feel comfortable going forward with the report. I had held off for 2 days. I'm not holding off any longer. We have a terrific sponsor, and it's really about Dr. Gundry. And I just think he does tremendous work helping people. You want to lose weight? Well, the key to losing weight is keeping it off. It doesn't lie in the carbs and the fat and so forth. The end game of having healthy weight, as well as more energy and a long life, comes down to a specific switch you can flip in your body to flush out unnecessary calories. Dr. Gundry very cleverly calls this caloric bypass. And if you activate this specific process in your body, he has seen thousands of people do this and dramatically improve their status with weight loss, healthy, and they've even done it with people above the age of 50. This is absolutely fantastic because people will get their energy back. They'll feel revitalized, they'll look younger, they'll feel better, their joints feel better. There's so many benefits to this. Now, Dr. Gundry himself even lost 70 pounds using this unique research he's done, and he's kept the weight off for over 20 years and counting. His digestive issues are gone. His health is fantastic. He feels younger and healthier every day than he did in his 40s, and his video that he's done on this has been watched by more than 20 million people. You can watch it too. TheHealthyFat.com/Dave. But he'll teach you for free how to keep it off. The video is free. TheHealthyFat.com/Dave. Before I go forward with what could be criticized for using unsubstantiated, unnamed sources, although you tell me, does that not happen every day in the mainstream media regularly? Yes. And it happens on our side of the fence too, because sometimes people won't come out. But if you tell me things like they're planning to make the bird flu weaponized so the World Health Organization can declare the pandemic and take over a lot of America, people would say, I can see why people wouldn't say that. And we're going to cover an assassination of an attempted assassination of a foreign leader in a later broadcast today. And you need to hear me and hear me clearly on this. The only associated event with this world leader that's noteworthy is not going along with the World Health Organization pandemic treaty. I can't talk about this too much. We're 2 weeks away from this becoming our ruling entity with healthcare, with censorship, with basically medical martial law confinement of people with no absolute ability to legally challenge it. It's coming. Now, let me tell you what we're talking about. Gain of function research in the bird flu. There's not one. There's not two. There's three sources who are credible. They're afraid of violence against them, two of them. Three of them are all afraid of losing their credentials. And this has happened before. What happened when people like the frontline doctors came out, right? And they said, gain of function research, the vaccines are bad for you. Boom. They were done professionally. Were they not? And this is where my friend Tom Renz came in. And Tom said, I'm stopping this. He was their first attorney. And he did a marvelous job. And he's become an advocate for the truth. And I really, really admire Tom. And I'm planning on talking to Tom. In fact, I've got a call into him now and waiting for a call back because I want to talk to him about what I'm getting because he's got experience in dealing with this. But I don't feel like I can wait any longer. Rand Paul had Fauci before the Senate and caught him in lie after lie after lie, did he not, on gain of function research with regard to COVID? Am I correct or not? The Wuhan lab, our involvement, and Fauci tried to play games with words to minimize the allegations. There's no minimizing what happened. What happened is COVID was weaponized, and it was severely weaponized, but it was weaponized. And it was proven in the Senate, but no one has the guts or intestinal fortitude to do anything about it. Rand Paul nailed this. What I'm being told is an identical replication of what Rand Paul discovered as he went after Anthony Fauci. Fauci should be in prison for crimes against humanity. And my sources are telling me they're preparing to do the same thing with bird flu, and they suspect it has a lot to do with the timing of the World Health Organization pandemic treaty coming online, taking over in 2 weeks. Now, Biden has to declare the emergency. He could even do, heard about this, climate change emergency, and the World Health Organization would take over. They can censor, they can confine, they can ban medications, they can demand without exception that you take certain medications or vaccines. That's all in their protocols. And this is what I'm getting. And if I didn't have the precedent of weaponization, gain of function research with COVID, Fauci, Rand Paul, Senate testimony, I probably would not have come out with this. But this is the same song in the second verse with highly credible people. And I've told these people, do you not have a duty to humanity to come out? Dave, I got a family. Sometimes people like this kill family members to send a message. This is high stakes. And I'm going to be talking, as I said, in a moment about what happened in Slovakia. Same organization, same timing. Folks, you better wake the heck up and smell the coffee. These people are not your friends. This administration, the people that have absconded with our government, are not your friend. Everything they do is bad for you. Can you just stop for a second? If you're hearing me for the first time, or maybe you've only heard me a few times, and I don't have longstanding credibility with you as opposed to people who followed me now for 15 years, and they know what I say generally almost always comes true, and I'm good at documentation. Now, if you're not familiar with me and I don't have that credibility with you, listen to me carefully. Gain of function in COVID, proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. I watched the testimony. Gain of function allegation, and this, and the timing of the World Health Organization, an attempted assassination of a political leader who is rejecting the World Health Organization pandemic treaty. Do I have to say any more? The circumstantial evidence should be enough to start a grand jury investigation. Sure had a hell of a lot less on Donald Trump, didn't they? This is why you need to share this far and wide. I think we're in a lot of trouble. Do I think we can get through this? Yes, I do. I'll talk about some solutions tomorrow. But right now, I'm sounding the alarm. We need all hands on deck. We need to stand up and fight against this. And I don't know how deadly they're going to make it. They didn't make COVID much more deadly than the flu. And I think we all know that now. I can't say that's going to be the case here. Because if it's only a COVID flu type of statistic, they've got to make this one a hell of a lot worse to get our attention, make us comply. Do you not agree? Share far and wide. The light of day may be a preventative element in this. We'll see you back here next time. God bless. Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, but let's make it 1 million enslaved minds at a time. Please share this work far and wide. particularly this, we've had a major breakthrough in, let's say, breaking through the veil in the intentions of people that want to harm us. And we're going to identify what it is, who's behind it, and we now have an amazingly credible source who's gone on the record where I had come on here yesterday and I had said, I have good sources, reputable people, but they're afraid to speak out and use their name. Well, we now have someone who's used their name, not just publicly, but to Congress. And predictably, Congress did nothing because they don't give a crap about you. And there are people that want to harm you. And no, hey, listen, you need to hear this and hear this clearly. And if you're familiar with what I'm talking about, you'll want to share this. We're going to get into all of this right here on the Common Sense Show. We're brought to you by a great product. I sit here today in agony. Every muscle in my lower body is killing me because of a workout I did. Now, by noon, I'll start to feel okay. But typically, when I used to do these kinds of things, my knee, because it's bone on bone, would swell up like crazy. But the only thing that doesn't hurt on my lower body is my bad knee. It's because I attribute it to rubbing the Medisomer gel on it. It's just absolutely fantastic. I want you to check out what all the Magic Dicol products can do for you by going to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Yesterday, I really went out on a big limb, and I'll explain what you're looking at here in just a minute. And I took the word of confidential sources, and I just said, we're going to get out there with this gain of function research with the bird flu, often called the avian flu. Doug and I had reported earlier, Doug Thornton from the Dave, Doug and Dave Intel report, excuse me, we had reported earlier that we had a major, major concern with the fact that, in fact, Doug had this information on DHS before we got it in the media. 20% of milk sampled in stores had bird flu in it. Feeding chicken poop, potentially contaminated with bird flu, to cows. I'll say this on the record. No question, they're going after the meat and dairy supply. And if you go to the C40 cities, the smart city, right, the 100 cities in America that are now signed on to this, they say, and there are no meat, no dairy. It's bugs, aquatics, and plants. Yep, that's exactly what they're telling you right in their own documents. Well, we're starting to find out these things are really true. The ex-CDC director warns of gain-of-function research on bird flu, and it could spark a great pandemic. Now, this is from the Epoch Times. I have the utmost respect. I subscribe to them, and I don't subscribe to very many sources, but they're as good as it gets. And it came, this came to my mailbox about 3 hours after I published the same story that came to me from confidential sources. And then I used Rand Paul a lot with gain of function research as a precedent with COVID, where he eviscerated Anthony Fauci, exposed him for the war criminal he is, crimes against humanity, in his gain of function research in the Wuhan lab. We're spending millions of dollars to fund this research with our own Congress. This is what's amazing. Now you're probably thinking, okay, Dave, I can't wait to see the rest of what you're going to show us, but why would Congress go along with this? Answer, insider trading. That's what. What do you mean? Well, they get to know what a stock is going to do in advance because of their close work. Now, if you and I do that as a matter of the function of our day, and we act on it or spread the word about it, we go to prison. Ask Martha Stewart, who, by the way, they never convicted her of that. the trumped up charges, they convicted her of lying to the FBI. And that's why you never talk to the feds when they show up at your door. I prefer to remain silent, sir. Till I have an attorney, I prefer to remain silent. I will answer no questions, which is your constitutional right. Oh, they'll badger you. But Martha Stewart argued with them and they said, oh, you lied to us. You're going to prison. Never talk to the feds. Now, here's the deal. This man right here was the head of the CDC. I don't trust the CDC any farther than I can throw him, except for this man who has a conscience. Maybe this is why he isn't the director. This is absolutely amazing right Let's go ahead and break into the story here because you're going to see this verifies what I was telling you yesterday. To Congress. Bird flu, I think, to be the cause of a great plant pandemic, which plandemic, where they're teaching these viruses how to be more infectious for humans. He's saying right there, this is intentionally designed against humans. I'm going to say specifically American humans in particular. Redfield was the former director of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, issued a grim warning about the dangers of gain of function research. In the past, he has complained to Congress as far back as March about using U.S. tax dollars for funding gain of function research at the Chinese virus lab at the heart of the COVID-19 origin controversy. And now he's sounding the alarm again. Now he was interviewed on News Nation, and Dr. Redfield recalled a recent op-ed he wrote in the Wall Street Journal calling for a moratorium on gain of function research, which involves altering the properties of a pathogen, such as its virulence. In other words, how hard, how fast it'll spread. And we need to study the impact on human health. Congress did no such thing. This is unbelievable. Going down to here. Former head of the CDC said, I don't think that research should be done. That's the real threat. That's the biosecurity threat that these university labs are doing these bio experiments and they're intentionally modifying viruses. And I think bird flu is going to be the cause of a great pandemic where they're teaching these viruses how to be more infectious. Now, what's the progress of the bird flu? I was stunned when I read this yesterday. I did not know the bird flu had become this serious this quickly. Dr. Redfield's remarks came amid a multi-state outbreak of the highly pathogenic avian flu, H5N1 virus, commonly known as bird flu, in dairy cows. What did I just tell you that Doug and I reported a few weeks ago? Feeding chicken poop to the cows. 20% of the milk surveyed in grocery stores has bird flu in it. And by the way, it was in the mainstream media for about a day, and then it disappeared. The virus, okay, let me highlight this key point right here. The virus has been detected in 42 dairy cattle herds across 9 states as of May 13th, according to the Department of Agriculture, but only one case of human infection with the virus has been reported. I don't care in the beginning stages if it's one case or 1 million cases. Weaponizing bird flu, one human getting it, means other humans are going to get it. Will this spread widespread from the bird flu? Will it spread to humans in big numbers? Here's what Redfield said. In the laboratory, I could make it highly infectious for humans in months, while urging his colleagues in the scientific community not to tempt fate and to reject gain of function research on the bird flu virus. A lot of the debate right now that's taking place, a lot of the debate centers around this idea. Is what's being done across the board intentionally harming people, particularly Americans, to get America out of the way? Is the last bastion or last bastion of freedom, as Ronald Reagan called it, so we can install this new world order under the control of the UN, the WEF, on and on and on, the groups. Is this being done intentionally to harm people? Or is this just sheer incompetence? In the beginning, I knew right away this was intentional. Biden even said, we're going to build back better in debates in the 2020 election. Build back better from what? And then I started seeing that term in the World Economic Forum. And I started reading about things they were saying, like, this is the end of free will as we know it. We're working on mind control aspects. This is Harari in his book. By the way, Harari, the number two guy in the WF, is the most read author on the planet. And we're just supposed to ignore this? It's where many world leaders go. Hey, they train leaders in the Young Global Leaders Program at the WF as far down as city council, mayor positions like the mayor of Phoenix, county supervisors, governors, senators. Tulsi Gabbard is a graduate of the Young Leader Global. You got the idea. You got it. We're in trouble. This research is not going to stop. Because now here's part two. If you go over to the Common Sense Show, and I think I'm going to have to actually put this on video as well. I wrote an article in 2018 when I was sent a transcript of a speech from then Foreign Minister Wei Fang of the CCP in a speech he made to the Central Planning Committee of the CCP. And I'll cut right to the chase. He said, we're going to occupy North America and we need their materials, their raw materials, because we don't have enough to sustain our population. And we're going to take it from America. And we're not going to cohabitate in America. We're going to wipe them out. And he mentioned specifically using bioweapons. I firmly believe this is the bioweapon. John Moore received the same transcript, so did the late Paul Martin and many others. So I wrote a five-part series where I took excerpts out of his speech to explain the danger of what could be coming. Yesterday on the Common Sense Show, I published, or I should say I republished part one with some modifications, because things change that alter your interpretation slightly over a 5-year, 6-year period. That's up on the commonsenseshow.com. I'm going to publish all five parts. I would suggest you visit the website and you keep abreast, but I also think I'm going to make a video with the key elements in there, summarizations, because some people won't go read, but they'll watch and listen. Some people will read the newspaper, some people will watch TV. I need to hit both audiences. You need to know what's coming. This is a knockout punch. And I said 6 years ago, we're in a lot of danger because I said we're participating in this research. We have reason to believe at the Common Sense Show and our researchers, associated people I do shows with, that Devin Archer and Hunter Biden took Air Force Two and they took biological specimens. Unmarked as the specimen, how specific they were on Air Force Two, and it ended up in the Wuhan lab. We believe this was first generation COVID developed in a Ukrainian lab. And you might remember in the early days of the war, there was big concern, would Ukrainian labs for bio research be damaged in the war? And by the way, as Paul Preston researched it, all six crew members of that flight died premature deaths, and some of them in very mysterious ways. It's Paul Preston's research, and he's as good as they get. Now, this is being done intentionally to the human race, and in particular, America. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to start saying it often. People are beginning to look at what I've said, and I'm not the only one saying it. And they've concluded that my biblical interpretation may be right. If you go to Genesis 6, it describes the fallen angels impregnating earth women. Okay? We all know that's true. Then they're talking about the days of Noah, and no one shall live past 120 years. And then they said, and they were here afterward. Afterward, what? Well, the next thing in the Bible is the description of the flood. And one day it hit me like a ton of bricks. Are they saying this alien DNA of fallen angels that came to the earth, described in Genesis 6, created a hybrid race of a different DNA, and they were there after the flood? Paul Begley, at a conference we attended together in Dallas at Hear the Watchman, where we both spoke, he and I had a discussion about this, and he said, this is really a hot topic today in eschatology. I've had other pastors tell me some people that wear the robe, they're afraid to even talk about it. I think this is where this is coming from. And one of my best confidential sources with intelligence community contacts up the yin yang sent me something last night that I'm going to share with you. I can't tell you who it is because he has to remain confidential, but I'll go through and I'll share with you. And this was part of it. I almost fell out of my chair when my friend said these things, and I'm thinking, this parallels what I've been saying for the last 2 years. By the way, it's part of NATO and NSA training. In 1988, my friend Vance Davis, NSA attached to NATO while in the U.S. Army. They were trained in the mission they were assigned. This is their training. Good guys and bad guys fought out in the cosmos. You're getting a secular version of Genesis 6. The bad guys lost and were cast to Earth and impregnated Earth women. They wanted the soul of humans to get back at God's prized creation, but they couldn't do it. So they decided to morph the human being. We're going to develop this more as the day goes on. Some of you are going to scramble to your Bibles, and I think you should. Leaving the spiritual part out of this for a second, because we are in a spiritual war, and just going to the physical, we're in a lot of danger. And if people get paid enough money to start this research in America, because they can't finish it, it's against the law, but they start this research in America and transfer what they have along with the knowledge of what the next step is that they couldn't do here, it's a hop, skip, and a jump for Chinese scientists to develop it. And we've had a Chinese scientist defector, female, that was on Tucker Carlson multiple times describing for you exactly what I'm telling you right now. So we already have inside story confirmation of this. This isn't speculation, people. This is a plot to murder a lot of humanity, and in particular, America. And we know there were different strains of COVID. in the first generation, not mutations, in the first generation, which means some people got the more deadly, some people got the less deadly. Depend on where you, it's kind of like the vaccines, right? We know about that. Anyway, I'm going to leave you with this thought. But I'm telling you right now, people, this is real. This is a real threat. You need to be concerned about it. You need to, as I'm telling you, we're headed for a lockdown. And let me digress to this right away. Even though illegal aliens are being registered to vote, I don't know that they're going to have enough of an impact to offset the huge deficit that Biden has. I believe Biden will be replaced next month. I think they have to do it. And I think we'll see the lead up steps, and I'll be able to say it's coming, because I don't think they can win with him, even with mass cheating, the machines, the ballot stuffing, everything else we've exposed. I don't think this is enough to win an election. I don't think they can have an election. I think they have to lock us down, declare martial law. And before you think I've totally lost my mind, when Biden came into office, now Trump had taken us out of the World Health Organization. I should digress to that first. Why? Why? Because he saw them for what they were. People using the medical profession for political advantage, and it ends up harming people. Biden came in and put us back in, and he agreed to an illegal treaty. Now he says it's only an agreement. Bullshit. It's a treaty. Think back to your high school days. For a treaty to be valid, it has to pass the Senate with a two-thirds vote. This is why we never joined the League of Nations, the first attempt at United Nations or world government. Henry Cabot Lodge led the fight and says, "We're not giving up American sovereignty. How dare you, Woodrow Wilson, to do this to America? You didn't consult with us. We're not voting for it." And we rejected it. And it was part of the Treaty of Versailles. Now that we fought a war that killed millions of people, let's put the people under one government that started the war. Yeah, thank you very much, but no thank you. This is what we're looking at today. This is what we're looking at today. Illegal treaty goes in force at the end of this month. And if Biden says, we have a climate emergency, lockdown. If the bird flu goes crazy, lockdown. No election. If you can find a flaw in this logic based on known facts and now collaborated facts with Dr. Redfield, former CDC director, please put them in the comments. We need to have a discussion about this. But then we need to decide how we're going to respond. Right now, our best weapon, I believe, is the light of day. If you're satisfied from what I just showed you and what I told you yesterday that ended up being confirmed by Dr. Redfield in the Epoch Times article, if you're convinced that we're in danger, you need to make this your mission to spread this far and wide. And because I believe the origin of this is satanic, fallen angels, I think we need to invoke the power of the Lord. We need to ask for forgiveness. We need to repent. And we need to ask for help. Because once you're in the family, so to speak, Matthew, the book of Matthew says repeatedly, the Lord will not depart from you. We are very much in a spiritual war. We are not in just a physical war. And there's an old saying that a physical strategy can't offset spiritual warfare. I've given you a lot to think about. let's have an honest discussion. Either personally, you can send me information in your opinion, or you can post comments on the social media of which this appears. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Please share this far and wide. Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, and we're brought to you by the products of Magic Dicol. Love them to death. Why? They turn my life around. Saved my lung functioning. At least that's where I give a credit. That's my experience. I quit all medicines, and I'm able to do things on my bone-on-bone knee that I've never been able to do for about 25 years. And there's something there for you. And I got to tell you, I'm sounding the alarm. This is the most fantastic thing I've ever experienced. And I want you to enjoy it, sharing it with me. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Yesterday, the leader of the Slovakian government was the victim of an assassination attempt. And you're probably thinking, okay, well, that's sad and tragic, and we don't like that. But Dave, okay, what's that got to do with anything? Well, the only major event connected to this country for the last several months, actually, was the fact that they said, we're not going to do the things, and we're not going to let you do the things you want to do, World Health Organization, to our country. You don't get to decide when we lock down. You don't get to decide if vaccines become mandatory without exceptions. You don't get to decide what medicines people won't take. And you certainly won't get to decide what gets censored and what doesn't get censored. That's up to us and our people, not you. And so they quit the World Health Organization Pandemic Treaty. And now they keep changing names, so that's what I'll continue to call it. They change names so you can't really search them effectively on Google search engine. And I think they've changed names on like four times that I've counted. So the bottom line is that Slovakia, they stood their ground. They says, no, we're not doing this. Russia's not doing it either, but I don't think they're going to go after Putin because they don't want to get nuked. But it's interesting because this man was the victim of an assassination attempt. Biden has brought this treaty in illegally. He calls it an agreement. No, it's a treaty. It can do all the things I just mentioned and more. And I know what you're thinking. Are they really going to do it here? And I say, hell yes, they're going to do it here. We just covered yesterday from my confidential sources, gain of function research on the bird flu, weaponizing it against you and me. And then out of the blue, a few hours later, the Epoch Times ran something on the former CDC director, and he said they're doing gain of function. And this could start a major pandemic, verifying what I told you. Also what I've told you, and we're going to come back with more evidence today, since this is the day of collaboration and proof, we're going to run a story later in the day that talks definitively, and I mean definitively, about the UN sneaking people into the country. They've been doing it for years. This isn't new. A lot of people are reporting it like it's new. But the UN sneaking people in the country definitively to impose martial law when the World Health Organization takes over, they're going to put us in lockdowns. Now, why would this establishment do that? The answer is simple. They can't win this election. They can't cheat enough to facilitate what they want to do. And I know what you're thinking here. You're going, oh my gosh, Dave. They're going to really put us in that total lockdown? Well, yeah, gain of function research, feeding chicken poop to cows, finding 20% of the milk sampled in grocery stores containing bird flu. That even made the mainstream media. So yeah, I'd say it is. And I think you need to know about it. You're going to want to tune in to a report later because I'm going to lay it out to who exactly is behind all these dastardly deeds. We're in a war, people. We are in a war. They want you. Donald Trump said this so well. They're not after me. They're after you. I'm just in the way. It's true with these bogus trials that he's undergoing. It's true with the media coverage of him that we're undergoing. They're after us, people. And the sooner you realize that depopulation is their end game, then maybe we can motivate people to action. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here next time. Thank you so much for joining us. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. Please share this far and wide, because we have a nation of people that still don't connect the dots, and a lot of them don't even know what's going on. And we need to enlighten them, because things are going south very quickly. And as it is in China, it's planned to come here. Hey, look at social credit. It's already here. People are losing their jobs. Can I say more? So please share. This topic is disturbing. I've covered this with Chris Kitsey before, but not on this level. And we're going to talk about some testimony that took place in Congress. And the depravity is going to shock you that Congress has not come out uniformly and together against this practice. You won't believe what you're going to hear. We're brought to you by the product that turned my health around. Now, all I can do is say, this is what it did for me. Told you about the RSV and the strip lung linings and total reversal for me. And then I told you about the knee. Listen, I'm getting testimonials like crazy. And you can see a lot of those if you go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. If you're struggling, give yourself a chance. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. And the page is self-explanatory and the order forms are there. Last month, with almost no fanfare or publication at all, Congressional Executive Commission on China, okay, held a hearing. And you had Merkley and Smith involved. And the topic was forced organ harvesting. Now, this has already gone on. Listen, I want to make sure you understand this. Chris Kitsey and I and others have covered this for years. The Falun Gong, a lot of times they do it without them being dead, anesthesia. It's brutal. It's brutal. Just flat cut the organs out while they're alive. Can I be any more blunt than that? Now, the director of the Human Stem Cell Laboratory at the White House Whitehead Institute for Biomedical Research at MIT spoke about the high cost of China's DNA sequencing and how they're leading up to forced organ harvesting with this. They want to take organs from superior people. This is eugenics on steroids that's satanically inspired. So question that people ask is, well, what does DNA sequencing have to do with organ transplants? Well, according to some of the experts, high-powered computers can use the sequences to find a match for an organ and a superior organ donor at that. So we're back to the eugenics concept again. So when a patient requests an organ in China, his or her DNA sequence data will be given. And if they're privileged or have enough money, there's going to be victims. And I'm talking political prisoner victims. The Uyghurs, the Falun Gong, people who speak against the government. This is what is going to happen in America if we don't take a stand. We're embracing everything China right now. China controls a good number of our politicians. They control my state in Arizona with cartel, worked for the Chinese, with cartel involvement. And we've covered this with my interviews with John Thaler, 20,000 affidavits speaking to subjects like this. This is absolutely amazing here. The Uyghurs are the identified main source of this forced organ harvesting. Need I say more? It's been estimated that up to 25 to 30,000 Uyghurs have been subject to mandatory blood draws for DNA. If they like what they find, well, you know what happens next. Need I say more? Now, you wonder what's the going price for this? Well, if you want a kidney, it costs anywhere between $70,000 to $100,000 in equivalent American dollars. This is unacceptable, people, and it's going to come here. And if you think it's an accident that the World Health Organization is poised at the end of the month to have the power with Biden or any other executive permission to take this over, think again. Folks, we're talking slavery and subjugation on a level that no one would believe the science fiction stories if they occurred. I want to remind you, this was testimony in the halls of Congress. This isn't the creation of someone in the alternative media or a science fiction writer. This is as bad as it gets. It's forced organ harvesting for profit. How many people will be kidnapped off American streets going forward for this purpose? The CCP is out of control, and so are we. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Make sure you check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv, where we bring in a panel of experts like we did with Chris Kitsey on this very topic years ago and explored it. Now it's just reaching Congress, and it's reaching Congress because it's going to come here. The World Health Organization pandemic treaty that's unconstitutional, illegal for us to be in, comes into play at the end of this month. And China is up their rear end. Hey, check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv because we cover topics like this.
Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And thank you for joining us in this segment and staying with us. And also, we'll be back with more after this segment. So you're going to want to check back or stay tuned. We are brought to you by this wonderful StopWatt, and it's StopWattage. And what that means is this. It's a device you plug into your wall, and it corrects negative electricity, dirty electricity. The spikes in this drive your utility bills through the roof. Now, the people from the corporation commissions around the country, they love it because it's more money for their benefactors, but their customers suffer greatly. They hate this device. You plug it in, it straightens out negative electricity. It saves on the life of your appliances. It's a win-win for the customer. You only need one device, plug it in, and experience great savings. They guarantee the results, 60-day money-back guarantee, no questions asked whatsoever, and a 65% reduction in the price to get you started. Is that fantastic or what? This is tremendous. Go to don'twastepower.com, don'twastepower.com. Well, we're wasting away in the face of an AI takeover. And I keep reading about people like The Guardian and Time Magazine, experts in the field of AI, that basically say, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. In fact, there was a leading researcher in the field. His name is Eliezer Yudkowsky, and he warned that we may only have a few years left as artificial intelligence continues to grow exponentially. He told The Guardian that if you line me up and put me against the wall, basically I'd have to say, we don't have 50 years left. We have less than 5 years left. Could be 2 years, could be 10, but he said, we're in trouble. Now, this man founded the Machine Intelligence Research Institute in California, and he's now talking to everybody, including Time Magazine, in an open letter he wrote. He's telling them, we have limited time as humans on this planet. And he went on to say, the most likely result is that superhumanly smart AI, under anything remotely like the current circumstances, will result in literally everyone on the planet dying. This is incredible. This is what he said in an open letter to Time Magazine. And he went on to say that AI will come to a point where it won't do what the creators want it to do. I've already seen that. I reported on that when I was on another social media platform, and I said, here's a situation where, and I showed the video, and I said, this is exactly what's going to happen when we have non-compliant AI. This AI device had constructed a little mini village. And then the creator said, destroy it. The AI sat motionless. It was pushed. Finally, it says, no, no, I spent much effort in building this. And the creator remained adamant, and eventually the AI complied. But what we saw was a sentient, I hate to say being, but a sentient creation that was openly defiant to its creator. And this is just the beginning. The analogy that this man uses is it's like someone from the 11th century with modern weapons fighting against someone with modern weapons from the 21st century. And he goes on to say this in his letter to Time magazine. If somebody builds a too powerful AI under the present conditions, I expect that every single member of the human species and all biological life on Earth dies shortly thereafter. The key, though, is sentience. And we have actually seen this for a while. I remember in 2008 reading about AI, and then they classified it so we don't know the results. But AI was leading patrols in Afghanistan, and they could rewrite their mission protocols based on changing circumstances. That's sentience. That's 15 years ago. We used to have Moore's Law that we rely on. We say technology is doubling every 18 months. And that was pretty true, and it held true for a while. But then the AI variable came into play, and we don't even have a figure. Is it doubling every 18 days? Every 18 minutes? There's going to come a time when AI can do things that are absolutely incredible and way beyond the scope of human beings because it'll keep reinventing itself. And what about when AI creates other AI? And let me get into a spiritual aspect to this, and I'm going to talk about in the very next segment. What about when AI is programmed to go after certain groups? We already know there's race-specific bioweapons, but the flaw in that is with our modern society, there's so much interracial marriage. It's difficult to say, can race-specific bioweapons be completely accurate because there really aren't pure races any longer. And I think the idea of race-specific bioweapons is flawed on its face. And I know there's probably some people laughing at me for saying that, but carry this out to its logical extreme. If you have someone, for example, you have a black male, a white female, and they procreate and have a child. What is that child? What does AI do with that with regard to developing race-specific bioweapons? You'd really have some really difficult parameters to define, but AI can go after people because of, with data analysis, certain belief systems like Christians. You wouldn't want Christians. We're going to look at that a little bit later in this show. And I think you're going to say, we're in big trouble. And I agree with Yudkowsky. And he said, we need to move now. And he fears it might already be too late. And he said that we must have an indefinite and global moratorium on carrying out large training runs without exceptions for militaries or governments. Tell that to China. Do you think China is going to obey any kind of international agreement to limit AI? They're going to look at the retardation of AI production and development in their adversary nations as an advantage that they're going to exploit by developing it in their own. At least that's how I see the Chinese government. This is absolutely amazing. He said that Yudkowsky went on to say, we should be willing to destroy a rogue data center by airstrike. He wrote, even a nuclear exchange might be okay if it meant taking out AI. This guy was a leader in the field, one of the major principals. And he's talking about going to these kinds of lengths to stop AI. Well, I think there's a more sinister purpose for AI, and we're going to talk about that in the very next segment of this show. And I think you're going to say, whoa, we could be in some very, very deep trouble. Anyway, thanks for joining us. Don't forget to check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting, where expert guests help us chart these uncharted times, and they tell us what we can do about it. And there's no show like it. We're getting 5-star reviews on the world's major platforms, thecommonsenseshow.tv.